This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Democrats once again taking the stage, fighting for the ratings against the Sharks during Shark Week. Who got the most minutes? What kind of statements were made? Should the president be worried? I think it's too early to tell who ultimately the candidate's going to be for the Democrats. Elizabeth Warren got a lot of airtime, 17.9 minutes. Right behind her, Bernie Sanders, 17.6. Buttigieg. It's hard to say that in a way. Pete Buttigieg got 14.4 minutes altogether. The least, Hickenlooper, 8.8, and Marianne Williamson, 8.9 minutes. Do you care how many minutes? It's not about the minutes. It's about what was said, I think. You know, this whole watching this presidential debate stuff and the candidates getting these 60 seconds to answer questions from the moderators, 30 for rebuttals, nobody can stay on time. The network keeps warning candidates if they interrupt, they'll have subsequent talking time reduced. It never clearly works out, right? Because I think you can tell who the moderators like. And in the case of the last one, I could definitely tell, especially the first one out of the gate. Regardless, when you look at this and you look at, you can even break it down to rebuttals and beyond that, and does it make a difference, and, you know, who were the winners and losers, and what about fact-checking everything, and who was left of left, and there was some of that, and who was a little bit more of a centrist Democrat, let's say. It was kind of that. There's like a parting of the herd, I think. And when you look at Democrats and you look at health care, there are two different factions, Medicare for all and something other than that. But there definitely are some that are trying the Medicare for all approach with a single payer system where all Americans would be enrolled automatically on a government plan. And this was one of the big issues that came up during the Democratic debate from Detroit. So this is just the first one, because remember, we had to split up the contestants, a.k.a. Democrats, into two groups, which then the next night there's the rest of the Democrats. So whether it's a modest measure to expand health insurance, because is there going to be political backlash from that or not? What is the objective of the people on the stage? Is to get elected and to go up against an incumbent president who is popular with some, and the ones that he's not popular with are obviously more progressive, more left-leaning, etc., and people who aren't of Republican persuasion. It's interesting to talk about the Medicare for All proposals. Bernie Sanders is in that category, you know, for sure, for sure, for sure. And then there was the question of, do you believe all undocumented immigrants should be covered under a government-run health plan? Mostly yes from those that are on the stage in the first batch. For some of them, it was a definite no, like John Delaney, or a little bit murky, trying to kind of wiggle around it, would be better. O'Rourke would be one of those. And also Amy Klobuchar, I think, would fall into that category. So healthcare is absolutely one of the big issues and one of the storylines that obviously it concerns all of us. I say that this show is about being the voice of reason and having the debate ourselves, whether you are left of left right of right, somewhere in between. Hate labels, don't want a label, vote for the person, whatever it might be. Because it's a mixed bag, and I'm all about that. I'm all about shedding labels anyway. Choose to be who you are authentically. You don't necessarily have to label it as what you are. And I don't think anyone is ever 100% across the board. But 100% across the board, without a doubt, there is definitely a parting of the ways of who's the centrist and who is very, very left-leaning. Let's put it that way. So when you look at the debate and you look at who made some noise, people are going to say, I'm sure Elizabeth Warren, one, she got a lot of time, and, you know, she made some very, very big statements and stuck to the statements and smartly knew where she was going, you know, talking about middle-class tax hikes, talking about what happens with student loans and the affordability of college, basically, and what that fight looks like. Foreign policy was another interesting thread that came up, not a surprise, because whatever affects Americans, whatever affects our country, whatever we're dealing with, that's all part of what would be debated. And the debate stakes couldn't be higher, because eventually we're going to see some that will emerge and others that are just going to have to back out, because it's clear that they're not going to be the ones who are chosen. And it's like Marianne Williamson, she won't be president. There is absolutely no way, but she made some very, very bold statements. And when I say bold statements, just we need to have these conversations. We need reparations. We need, you know, again, very, very not the norm kind of conversation, saying, let's talk about racism, let's talk about white privilege, all of that. And Tuesday was a rougher night, I think, for some of the left-wing candidates, if you will, Bernie Sanders being one of those, and a little bit Elizabeth Warren, but she got a lot of time, because were they pushed into trying to defend being progressive? And if you are progressive, then you have to stick with that 100%, because if you're not all in, progressives don't want you. So there is no playing the middle or to the ends once you really embrace that mantle. And I think certainly Bernie Sanders embraces that, and Elizabeth Warren somewhat does. You know, it's like the insurance companies and battling about that. And one of the arguments that came up was this: Sanders and Warren both, they accused critics of repeating Republican talking points, and then they tried to defend what was going on, that insurance companies were bad and the profit in the healthcare sector is bad and healthcare bureaucracy is bad. And like Elizabeth Warren said, why does every doctor, why does every hospital have to fill out so many complicated forms? And said it's because it gives insurance companies a chance to say no and push that cost back on the patients. So there was a means to an end, and they cannibalized each other somewhat, I guess, is what I would say. But there's no doubt the stakes are very, very high for those that will remain standing in the next couple of months. All right, hang with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
It's all about the numbers. This is called We Can Count. So what do the numbers tell us? A couple of different things. If we look into the news world, as it were, I would say that the debate would be on our minds because that just happened. And the interruptions were insane, weren't they? Candidates were given 60 seconds to respond to a question from a moderator. 30 seconds, I already mentioned this, for responses and rebuttals. That's when you talk really, really fast. Anyway, it didn't work out too well, let's put it that way. For some reason, because I watched a big chunk of it, it's like the perfect storm of crashing into each other at points. Yeah, crazy. All right, 1998 Arkansas school shooter. You have to go back into your mind. He killed five when he was 11, just 11 years old. He died in a head-on crash. This was a shocker for a lot of people, but it was just reported. Andrew Golden, 33, changed his name to Drew Grant, died over the weekend. His Honda CRV crashed head-on into a Chevy Tahoe near Cave City, about 100 miles north of Little Rock, Arkansas. So when he was killed, and then they identified him at the hospital, et cetera, that's when the story came out about who he was. And what the deal with Andrew Golden, who became Drew Grant, was, is that he was 11 years old, and he was with another pal, Mitchell Johnson, who was 13, and they set off a fire alarm in 1998 and shot at people as they went out of a middle school in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Remember that story? They killed four students and a teacher. I'd forgotten all about that. And once this came up, of course, I remembered it absolutely horrific what happened, but a very, very long, long, long time ago. All right, we jump to something else that was interesting that I happened to see. I mean, you're not going to love, you know, cover your ears if you don't want to know about the calories, the most calories of fast food items. You know, it's always shocking. I used to think things that didn't seem like they had that many calories in it. Boy, once you know the calorie count, in some cases, it sometimes is obvious, but in some cases you're like, what? You got to be kidding me. For example, did you know that a Crystal Oreo shake is 1,010 calories? Oof, that'd pretty much take care of me for the day. Or did you know that a Del Taco large queso loaded nachos, it's pretty big, it looks pretty big, is 1,060 calories. I have to ride my bike for like half a day with that kind of intake. And even things that I just don't know. I guess I think that the calories evaporate when I'm eating wings. But if you have boneless wings, 12 of them with buffalo sauce, there's the hint, the sauce, calories 1,170. 100. Here's a fun fact. Chicken livers. I like liver. I will confess on the air I like liver, and people just beat me up for that. And chicken livers, I used to eat it in college. I had no idea. Calories for 10 pieces, 1,190. But there's all that good stuff in livers. Right? Isn't there? I thought there was. All right, number one calorie bomb, fast food-wise. Again, we go to the wings. But if you went to Sonic and you got the Asian sweet chili boneless wings, the 24-piece, and you know you can't resist. You eat a couple, then you eat a couple more, then you eat a couple more. And before you know it, if you eat the whole thing, 1,860 calories. So there's some of your calorie bombs when you're doing the fast food thing. Like I said, I think I was unaware of calories, especially when, you know, when you're younger and boom, even for women, it burns off faster. And you think, okay, well, I'll just, you know, go run 5 miles or whatever. But now that everybody has to post calories of everything, sometimes it's, to me, it's just incredibly surprising that I was naive about some of what, where the calories are hidden, I guess. That's what it is, right? All right, let's move to the Capital One data breach. I hope you weren't part of that. 100 million customers. That's a massive breach. A 33-year-old woman was arrested, a former software engineer. So computer fraud, she's looking at that for sure. And the worry over it has to be intense for some people because so much information was revealed. You know, when your Social Security numbers are compromised, yeah, that's not good when that happens. Bank credit scores, the bank said credit scores, credit limits, balances, payment history. Yes, very, very vulnerable to people who have a Capital One card. So they get free credit monitoring and identity protection. I guess it's good that you get the identity protection, but you can freeze your credit. We have to do that at all credit bureaus, so that's on you, right? Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. And that means that lenders can't pull your credit report. That would stop criminals from opening a new account. It's free. It doesn't impact your credit score. But, again, I think it's just creepy. And what was that? What was the 33-year-old woman thinking? Thanks a lot. She was thinking, I'm going to make me some money. I don't care what happens to all these people who have this card. That's what I'm going to do. You might have been surprised that the Fox Sports channels were dropped from the Dish Network and Sling. Don't you hate that? Now you have to keep a scorecard on what channel you like is available with what carrier. And if you're not careful, sometimes it goes away. And that's what happened here. So people who were subscribers to the Dish Network and Sling, they lost 21 regional Fox Sports regional networks after they didn't reach an agreement. Fox said on their website that they offered to extend Dish and Sling under the terms of the existing agreement, but they rejected it. So what does that mean? It affects Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL games on those regional networks. So if you're a customer, you're not happy. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's the one thing you watch, for goodness sake, right? And now you can't get it. So what do? Go to a bar and watch it someplace else? I mean, it's what a frustrating thing. The whole monopoly over what they, I think it's monopoly, over what they do to us, is ridiculous. I mean, just, it is. It's ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. So how do you explain 36 nurses from one hospital all being pregnant in 2019? I saw this story. It was a great story. It's the neonatal intensive care nursery nurses at, that's a mouthful, at Children's Mercy in Kansas City, Missouri. 36 babies due in 2019. Can you imagine? So they try to figure that out. It's become really interesting, and it's fun to see the pictures of them. And they say, you know, these nurses work around the clock, so they're having these showers at these all kinds of different hours. And if the nurses with one or more children bring their children to the shower, they have play dates, and they go to the zoo and the swimming pools and all that kind of stuff. So, again, we go back to how do you explain that? The crazy schedules, the age of the nurses. I mean, what are the odds? Very at the NIC unit to have that happen? 36 of them? Wow. Except for pretty cool that all those kids are relatively, well, they're all around the same age. And growing up, it would be interesting to track that and see how those friendships develop. And for the nurses that work there, like that's like instant, okay, play dates. I'll take these. I'll take a handful of them. You take a handful of them. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, actually. This is all about numbers, and we're going to wrap it up with this. How about the 12,000 shops that could close by the end of 2019? That's a whole brick and mortar thing. And what are the stores that are closing? Payless Shoe Source. Remember, they seem to be on every single corner. They're heavy. They're dropping like flies, of course. There are some Targets that are closing. Dress Barns. Charming Charlie. That used to be a big, 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 big store. Gymboree. Wow. Times are changing. Hang with us, Author's Corner, coming up next.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump insists his attack on Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings are supported by African Americans. He spoke before going to a Virginia event commemorating the 400th anniversary of the Western Hemisphere's first representative assembly, where black lawmakers were going to boycott his appearance.
They're fighting against their people because the African American people have been calling the White House They have never been so happy as what a president has done.
He touted his administration's work on prison reform and the black unemployment. He re-upped his criticism of Cummings, saying the congressman has helped to oversee corruption in Baltimore. South Korea says North Korea has fired several unidentified projectiles off its east coast. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff says they're not exactly sure what type of missiles were fired.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
As we continue with Author's Corner, we are very pleased to welcome to the show a woman I had a great conversation with that brought back these amazing memories for me living in New Mexico and getting to know people at the Pueblos and really getting steeped in that Native American culture. I had the privilege of doing that when I worked at KOB in Albuquerque. And she knows what that's like because she really feels it too. Cindy Maynard joins us now in Soyala, Daughter of the Desert, is the name of her historic fiction novel, and it is so good. It pulled me in. I was on a flight to Denver, and I could not stop reading it. There's mystery here. There's, gosh, just so much that comes at you when you think of the Native American stories and what we don't know and the legends, etc. So, Cindy, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It's a thrill.
So let's talk about the story and take us back to where we're going. I mean, we're going way back to feel the story of this young Native American girl and tell us what happens to her and take us back to her village.
Okay. All right. So the story takes place basically from the years 1260 to 1280. And think about it, that's 300 years before the Spanish incursion in the Southwest.
Mm.
So this is before any European influence in this part of the world at all. But there were civilizations here. They came, they went, they rose, they fall, and no one or very few people know about these old civilizations. So Soyala It's a complicated story. The beginning, the history behind it is a complicated story. In the Southwest, a lot of people are familiar with Mesa Verde, a famous, you know, cliff dwelling in Southwest Colorado. But near there, in northern New Mexico, there are a couple of Pueblo ruins, basically from the same culture that created Mesa Verde. This story is about the archaeology, well, based on the archaeology, about Salmon Pueblo. Salmon Pueblo was pretty big. It was like 150 rooms, a kind of an sort of L-shaped pattern. And it was originally built in about 1080 and then 100 years later abandoned. After the first builders left, the native people of the San Juan moved in, and that's Soyala's group, and that's where the story starts. So these are indigenous people who've always lived, or for a very long time, lived in this part of the world. That's
wow.
Where it starts.
Wow. So what is it that's so fascinating to you about the culture and what we don't know and what you learned? I mean, what's like the greatest piece of information? Because you obviously did a lot of research that you found out.
Yeah, I did a lot of research. The research is based on, I didn't make this stuff up, you know, it's based on 27 years of research by an archaeologist called Cynthia Irwin Williams, who spent a great deal of time just archaeologizing every single room in this pueblo. What was interesting, what was fascinating to me, was the richness of both their physical culture and their diet. Doesn't that sound funny? I learned so much, though, about the native plants. Yes, they did some hunting, but you can't live on deer alone. And they were wonderful hunter-gatherers in addition to just the hunting. So I learned a lot about the native plants. That's not what the story's about, but that's, you know, probably the most remarkable thing that I learned about. You know, I was really interested in what would it have been like to grow up, to live in this place? And, you know, based on that archaeological record, I tried to recreate that place and time.
And again, we're talking about a story, Soyala, Daughter of the Desert, a historical novel, really. That's, I got to give you credit again for all that research, and that's why it feels so believable, and you made it believable. You talk about the food and what their diet was like, and that's part of history when we look back on any people, but certainly in this story it is. But also, too, there's there is mystical elements. Tell us about that. I thought that was neat.
Yeah, there are mystical elements, and again, I didn't make that up, or tried not to anyway. There have always been in Native cultures someone called a shaman. A shaman has a special connection to the unseen world, whatever you want to call that unseen world. And in this case, there was a young man who came from the outside. He was in dire straits. He joined this group of people. They accepted him, and he became their shaman. He was blinded in an accident, and so he was kind of the blind seer. You know, so far it sounds kind of boring, but there are a lot of action things that happen, a lot of activity that happens in the book as well. You know, there are... it was a time of great social upheaval, and it was the middle of a 50-year drought, which all those things eventually drove the people to migrate elsewhere. But there was a lot of turmoil, a lot of upheaval, and there were raids between tribes or clans, and they were struggling to survive as a culture, as a people. So
as a young girl, how does she survive? How does she survive in that, in the role that she's in, as she watches what's happening culturally around her?
Her mother is a an herbalist, a healer, and a midwife. And those are skills, you know, that will support you in this culture, will support people in almost any culture. They, you know, she brings in the food and she helps the babies be born. And so she follows in her mother's footsteps, basically. And the story goes through three generations. So, you know, there are a lot of those kinds of things that that we follow in the book.
We're speaking with Cindy Maynard, and her book is Soyala, Daughter of the Desert, and it's cool. We're like going back in history and peeling back some of the layers. What is so fascinating to you to look at, and we talked about it a little bit in the beginning, but what is so fascinating to you to look at the I'll call it like the Pueblo community and how it began and the things that they had to deal with. And certainly you look at the details, the historical, this is a historical fiction novel, and the details are so rich. Was that like peeling back an onion for you as you kept excavating?
Yeah, it really was. You know, you mentioned at the beginning that you have some current-day Puebloans or are familiar with them in,
yeah,
in their culture. And I do, too. There are, you know, my husband is a photographer. We've spent a lot of time in the Southwest, and for him it was photographing a lot of the Pueblo culture. And so we got to know some of the people, and we got to know some of their stories. And I started, everyone has an origin myth, and I thought, after their wonderful explanations of their belief system, their origin stories, how they got to be in the place where they are now, I realized they didn't just drop here out of the sky. They are, and they claim heritage back to these ancient Puebloan people in a direct line. So that's how it started. It started with the present day and their stories of the past. And so we went, you know, so I just followed that train of thought back in time. I read a lot about their origin stories, about their mythology, about their you know, their belief system. And one of the major facets of their belief system is that they were put on the earth to wander. The Great Spirit put them down in a place. Now, from tribe to tribe, this place where they emerged is a little, you know, varies a little. And they were told to wander as far as they could, to the north, to the south, the east, to the west, until they find their center, until they find their place where they're supposed to be.
Mm.
So migration is part of their pattern. At the end of the story, and what I thought was made it a good story, what interested me in the beginning is that this particular Pueblo had a really dramatic, fiery end, and everybody picked up and left. And when I read more about it, I realized that this pattern of migration wasn't unique to this Pueblo. That's part of their ingrained culture. They are meant to move on until they find their center place.
Wow. That's a perfect place to end this, because there's so much mystery and intrigue, and really the work that you've done on it is tremendous. I can tell that you were out there digging for sure. And this is a book, by the way, nominated for Publishers Weekly Book Life Award, Forward Indies Award, Top Shelf Book Award, Great Reviews, Soyala, Daughter of the Desert. Pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.com. Cindy Maynard, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. It really was a pleasure.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments.
In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true.
Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
On this version of the Author's Corner, I have to tell you, I had a great conversation with this woman a few days ago, and it was so inspiring to hear, first of all, how the life that she's led, but also how she dealt with loss. And when you've been with someone for a long time, and many of you listening to this audience are lucky enough to be in the same position as Marlene, where you've been with someone for a very long time, what do you do when suddenly you experience that loss? And I know what it's like to experience loss, and it's really, really tough. You think you're tough and you think you can do it, but then you got to ask for help, and that's exactly what Marlene did, and she's got some amazing lessons that you can learn, too. She's written a couple of books, and I looked to her to tell us more specifics about it, because we talked about what it was that inspired her to write her books, Daily Walk with God and Morning Walks God, obviously a very, very big influence. So, Marlene, thank you so much. She's in our virtual green room for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be a part of it today.
You know, and you and I did talk about your husband, and tell the audience what he was like and how long you were married.
Right. We were actually married for 51 years. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah, and for 30 of those years, he was a pastor. So I've been a pastor's wife. And when he passed away, things can really start to fall apart on you, you know, and you just kind of wonder what to do. And my kids wanted me to go on Facebook, which is something that I told them I was never going to do. I didn't want to get caught up in all the games and that sort of a thing. But I told him that if I was going to go on Facebook, that I wanted to do something positive. So I began writing 5 days a week, putting posts on Facebook. They were just short, little, I call them mini devotions. And it was like a couple months down the line there, my friends were telling me, you should be writing a book. Well, that was the farthest thing from my mind at that point. But I was tucking them away and saving them. But I literally was walking every single morning. And as I was walking, I was just praying and asking the Lord to give me ideas. You know, he might let me see something. Sometimes there was an animal, even birds, flowers. And I tried to think of spiritual lessons that would go along with these things. He also brought things back to my memory of things that my husband and I did through our whole marriage, and even things from my childhood. So I would use these things, and they're short. I call them, again, mini devotions. They're kind of like a short antidotes or sermonettes. Often I had a metaphor, but I'd always have a Bible verse. And this was kind of unique, too, because sometimes I might see a verse. I would read this verse, and then I would just pray and ask the Lord, well, you know, what do you want me to use as a spiritual lesson to go along with that? And then he would bring back to my memory some of these other things. And so that's how they really got established.
So for you, what a great walk in a lot of different ways, including down memory lane, mm-hmm. because life moves so fast. You know this, Marlene, and people listening know this as well. Sometimes we forget some of the fun things that happened, some of the interesting people we've met, some of the amazing places that we've been. And did you feel like you were flooded with that when you were walking?
Well, sort of, yeah. But, you know, God used this, all this is for my own healing in my grieving process. I really believe that. You know, it was just, so what I would do when I come back from my walk, I have this sunroom, and I change the name rather than S-U-N room. I called it my S-O-N room, because that's really where I did my writing, my praying. And so when I come back from my walk, I would sit in there and just basically just talk to the Lord, and this is where he would just, you know, impress upon me what he would want me to write. And these are 365-day devotionals, and it's like, you know, after a while, it's like, oh, what am I going to write? So my favorite saying, and I tell a lot of people this, I tell the Lord, literally, I would say, my well is dry, Lord, but I know yours isn't. And every day when I think that I was at the, you know, the bottom and just had literally no idea, he had something for me. I really don't know how to express this, but it was beautiful. This whole writing thing, I don't claim anything. It's a God thing. He inspired me and gave me the ideas.
I love that. We're speaking with Marlene Burling, and we're talking about her books. It's like Daily Walk with God. We're talking about what that was like for sure, and mentioning the fact that she was married for 51 years. Her husband was a pastor for 35 years. And what a family, too. You have a big tree, Marlene. You've got 3 married kids, 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. So what did this? That's wonderful. What did this brood think of mom, grandmom, and great-grandmom putting this book together and having it, these two books together and having them out there?
You know, they love it. They are so supportive, and that they're excited. And, and several of my kids and grandkids are in ministry now, too. And so it's like, you know, they're just kind of following along in their dad's or grandfather's steps. And I just love it.
What do you hope that people take away from your book? Because as you said, you can read it in pieces. You could read it every day and follow along. What do you hope people take away from it?
Well, you know, there's actually a verse in Scripture that summarizes my feelings and what I want to do with my books. And I'd like to read that. It's Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18, and this is what it says. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and up to now I have declared your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not. until I have showed your strength to this generation and your power to everyone that is to come. I love that verse because there are so many people out there that are hurting today, and I want them to realize that we have an awesome God who loves them so much that he sent his only son to die on the cross for our sins. And he loves us. He cares about the little things. And my devotions are, they're little things. I talk about so many practical things, you know, and objects and just everyday things.
Mm.
You know,
that give us an example. That's great to bring that up. Give us an example, because we don't want you to tell, you know, spoil it. But give us an example of everyday things that you talk about that would really stick with somebody.
Well, one of my titles is called My Wake-Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start reading it like this. Is there something in particular in your life that takes you down into the pits? Is it financial, boss-related, a broken heart, a broken body, or perhaps physical exhaustion? And then I go on to tell about a morning that I really had this wake-up call. It was, I can't remember how long after my husband had passed away, but I woke up and I turned my alarm off. And I rolled over, and I went back to sleep, and I literally slept for 3 more hours. And that is not me. And I know from experience and other people that that was my wake-up call to realize that I could be headed down that depression road, and I did not want to go there. So that I shared that in that devotional, and I compared it with a thought from Elijah and out of the Bible, because he was thought that he was all alone and he wanted to die and all this sort of a thing, but God spoke to him, and God got a hold of my heart today too. So I shared that in this this devotion, and I use a verse that says, "But I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." That's taken from Psalm 119. And literally, that is my hope, is his word. Without that, you know, I don't even know how people begin to live. He's my strength. He's my hope. And he's my all. And I just want people to realize that. And they can talk to him. You know, he's a personal God. He's not just someone who's way out in outer space somewhere, you know, and just going his merry way. But he's concerned about us. He loves us. And
right. So so people can do what you did. They can take walks. They can have conversations. And they don't have to necessarily be. I think there is a disconnect sometimes, Marlene, where people think that they have to be in a church. It has to be a mass, a ceremony, a something. And it doesn't have to be, does it?
No, it doesn't. No, just, I mean, I walk and talk with the Lord, you know, just through the daytime. In fact, you know, you'll laugh this morning, but I couldn't find my earrings. And I'm looking all over, and this is a tiny thing, and I'm saying to the Lord, "Lord, where did I put those earrings?" And it's a prayer, you know, a simple little
right.
thing. So what? I found them.
There you go. Exactly.
That maybe sounds silly, but he cares about the little things in our lives. And yes, of course, the big things, too. But, we just have an amazing God.
Yep. So what a great conversation. Easy. The books are a song. Very, very affordable on Amazon. Morning Walks with God is one of them, and A Daily Walk with God. Marlene, thank you so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm gonna find her and bring her back to me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? happiness, contentment. Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.